You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back, guys. DTS and KMOX. 307, pretty gloomy day out there. I think we're going to get some pretty significant rain tonight. We'll find out from Dave Murray for sure in about 30 minutes. Our buddy Janelle is here for her first hit of the year. And I got to tell you, the minute she opened her mouth, I felt better about my sickness I've had the last 10 days. You win.
Oh, it wasn't supposed to be a competition. But yeah, I was saying that out of the 7-day break that I had, I was sick for 13 of them. So... Yeah, I got a head cold the Christmas week. Thought I was recovering from it. Did, kind of. I mean, it was still a little stuffy, yeah. You know, sore throat. And New Year's Eve was like, don't feel great. And next thing you know, chills happened. And Thursday into Friday night, I had 103 degree temperature. Yeah. It was a lot of panting and delirium. Yeah, it's not great. I'm slowly getting back to a version of normal.
Damn. The kids got sick too.
Yeah, everybody got sick.
Everyone got sick. Dogs are sick. Everyone's sick.
The dogs were okay. Unfortunately, they still demanded.
they're like, you can't be sick.
Right, we got to go out. Yeah. So yeah, been a lot of soup, a lot of beefaroni.
Beefaroni. I love it.
I love beefaroni.
I hadn't thought of beefaroni in decades.
Some beefaroni. Yeah, and like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And even then it's like, okay, I can finish half. And then it's...
Joel online says, I'm day 14 of feeling bad. The first 10 were brutal. I was just saying to someone today that I've never been this sick this long.
Oh.
Like when I always hear like, it can take up to 2 weeks for this. And I'm like, no one's sick for 2 weeks. Shut up. No one's ever sick for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm day 10.
Yeah, no, I got a head cold on December 22nd, and I haven't felt normal since.
Oh, poor thing.
So we're going
on
3 weeks, yeah.
I'm sorry, that sucks.
It does suck, but, you know, I mean, it's this time of year. I'd rather get it out now instead of there being, like, real great
nice weather.
Yeah, and having to be stuck inside.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I've got my 1-800 voice going on.
Yes, you do.
That little Kathleen Turner vibe
told
there.
Her TikToks are going to go through the roof.
Don't care what she says.
Good, bad, I don't care.
Just have to edit out all the coughing.
Just keep talking.
Booger cough.
So what have you seen since we saw you?
Nothing. Well, because there really hasn't been anything come out. I had seen everything up through Christmas, all the Christmas releases. So Marty Supreme, everything that I'm blanking on would have come out, or Avatar, all that stuff. I see my first screening next week, next Monday. I finally, like, they're finally going back, which is 28 years later, The Bone Temple.
Okay.
Which, did you see 28 years
later? I did not. I will, though.
Yeah.
I plan on it.
Very good.
I didn't see 28 Days Later.
Oh. Got to get that one. Do watch it in right order. It'll help.
But you don't necessarily have to see 28 Days, 28 Weeks. You don't have to see those to enjoy 28 Years Later because they fill out a lot of the...
Okay.
You know, the most you need to know is, are they dealing with infected? Yes. I mean, and there's not a lot of story building.
Yeah.
From there, so but Ralph Fiennes was great in it. He's coming back for this Bone Temple one. It ends very strangely. If anybody has seen it, don't give away the ending for people that haven't. But it just drives right off the rail. Like Begonia kept it between the rails more than how 28 years.
Oh, all right,
okay. So
let's go.
Right, but not everybody was
in a good way or in a bad way.
Well, that's to be determined.
Okay.
By some people really enjoyed it. Some people hated it. But yeah, it'll deal with how that ending happened in this new one, which I'm glad that they're just jumping back into it real quick and not too much longer. But I thought we'd go over some of the stuff that was coming out up through kind of April.
Okay.
Because I know once the summer hits and you get all your big summer blockbusters, yeah, and we'll talk about those later. But Wuthering Heights, I know there's been a lot of controversy on the casting of Wuthering Heights with
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
And Jacob Elordi from Frankenstein. They think it was whitewashed a little bit.
Okay.
These people were a little too old to be playing it. So it'll probably crash and burn, but if we've got that coming out in February, Scream 7 is coming out. February.
By the way, is Wuthering Heights, is that the one where the priest falls in love with someone, or is that Thornbirds?
That's the Thornbirds.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's Richard Chamberlain.
My whole childhood. Shogun, all those, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually good, though.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new one's really good, too.
Yeah, Richard was good.
So, I'm really interested in seeing how they do a Shogun Part 2, seeing as how the novel ended with...
Yep, with what we saw.
Yeah, with the season, so... But there's a one that's called The Bride! And it's got Christian Bale and Jesse Buckley as it's Bride of Frankenstein. So, and I believe Maggie Gyllenhaal is directing that. So that'll be a little interesting. It's supposed to look a little Joker-esque in that, or Harley Quinn-ish. It's a little, I don't want to say campy, but it's a little pop culture-y.
Okay.
Then we got Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man, coming out in March theaters, and then March 20th on Netflix. And I'm really excited about that one because I loved that show. That was amazing.
Did you watch that, Dave?
You know, I started it.
Oh, it's so good.
I only watched the first couple episodes, and I don't remember why I stopped. Probably just being me.
I get you.
I didn't hate it at all.
It's so good.
I also didn't watch Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, that's another one. So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, if I had to pick between the two, Peaky's better. But Boardwalk Empire is really great.
Yeah. So, I'm really interested in that. I'd like Cillian Murphy in that role. Project Hail Mary with Ryan Gosling. I know it's the follow-up novel to The Martian that had Matt Damon in it, same writer, Andy Weir. This is supposed to be one of the best movies of the year, so interested in seeing how this plays out with... Because sometimes Ryan Gosling is hit and miss with his movies. So, we'll see if this new space adventure... Ready or Not 2, Here I Come is at the end of March, which I'm excited for because I did love Ready or Not. It was kind of a departure in the horror movies that we had seen, you know, with this girl who marries into the family that does board games and it gets wacky from that. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good as far as not too leaning heavily on the damsel in distress thing. So there's a second one of that coming out in March. The Super Mario Galaxy movie, which I'm sure the kids will enjoy it. That's out in April.
What is that? I mean, I know what Super Mario is, but...
I guess it's just...
Is it like live action?
No, it's the sequel to the animated one that they had done a year or so ago with Chris Pratt voicing Super Mario.
How did that go, by the way?
When you think of Italian, you think of Chris Pratt, right? I think the movie overall, it looked good. It was fun for kids. I don't think it made a huge splash one way or the other out there. And then we have at the end of April, April 24th, Michael, which is the movie about Michael Jackson. So that'll be
interesting.
Really interesting in how, what direction they go. I know it's one of his family members, I believe, that is playing Michael. And how close or far they hit certain topics in his life. So
I never know what to do with Michael.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I never play him on the show. I love his music.
Right.
But I'm just always like,
The closest I think you get is Jackson 5, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. It'll be interesting on whether or not they just kind of deal with young years and we just kind of... But I don't see how you make a movie about Michael Jackson and not hit the pop phenomenon that he was.
He was such an absolutely fascinating human being that if you could make an honest movie, it would be great.
Right. I just don't know how honest you can...
But also disturbing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'd really have to, I feel like we were just talking about like picking a side in a movie. It's one of those where I don't know if you'd be able to get away with not picking a side in that movie. I mean, you're either going to say, no, what came out about him was just trying to bring him down, or this was legitimate. And I don't, in the day and age of Epstein, I don't know how... I don't know.
Much appetite there is, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know how close you want to touch and maybe apologize for somebody who was accused of, you know, child molestation. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting in seeing how they touch it. There was a movie a few years back that they did on Whitney Houston's life, and they went there with her drug abuse. But, I mean, you would think it would have been a bigger movie with as big a voice she was, but it really didn't make a splash at the theaters at all. So... Not really sure.
All right. Quick break. Right back with more from Janelle. Dave Murray will be with us in about 20 minutes. DGS and KMOX.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 320. Race Chasmy is the big picture on the stream, and I'm never wearing this shirt again.
Why is that?
I look like someone put a beanie on a Red Delicious apple.
I think it looks
There's
good.
There's no shape to my body at all except apple.
It looks good.
Oh, it's a baseball jersey.
It's a jersey.
Yeah.
It's not It blends. It's red and black.
It's under the jersey.
Yeah, but that's not an item of clothing where it's like, dang, check out that guy. It's like, it's meant to be flowy, is it not?
No, it's meant to be check out that guy.
Do you want one fitted?
Yeah, that'd be bad, wouldn't it?
Take it in on the side?
Not good.
Just get a schmedium.
No schmedium. Dave's pretty far away from schmediums.
I mean, I can't even get a schmedium over my forearm.
When I'm at my skinniest, a medium hangs well on me.
All right.
Great. And I didn't feel myself getting fat this time. And I went to put on one of my famous classic blue V-necks. I was like a 10-pound sausage and a 5-pound skin. I'm like, who snuck in my room and pumped a bunch of fat into it? Like, it just happened.
Because I was going to say, you could wear a t-shirt and then that opened underneath, but I guess you're not trying
to. Yeah, not that guy. Not a big undershirt guy.
I do that.
Do you?
The open jersey or the open flannel with a t-shirt. Yeah, big fan. Like that.
Rach, you have a good Throwback Thursday?
I do. January 8th, back in the day. Let's go all the way back to 191 years ago. That was 1835. And that's the only time in history that the U.S. national debt was completely paid off.
Wow.
This happened under President Andrew Jackson.
Seems impossible.
Zero balance. 80 years ago, 1946, Elvis Presley received his first guitar for his 11th birthday.
Anyone here an Elvis guy?
Nah. Nope. I mean, there's plenty of Elvis songs that I like, but I'm not like... an Elvis. Remember, our friend Tim Convey is like very, very big into Elvis. Yeah. He's like an Elvis super fan.
Like, I see it.
And the memorabilia.
First of all, he's one of the most beautiful humans ever to take breath.
Well, thank you very much.
Great voice, great performer. It just was kind of lost on me.
Yeah, I'm more interested in him as an artifact of history than I am
a performer.
Like a performer. Yeah. The way that he was so big in the sky of entertainment and music, and how he rose to be, you know, such a giant superstar and such a, you know, central figure to like American entertainment history.
There's bunch of boring stick in the mud people must have been too, to look at him and go, wow, he's scary.
Yeah.
He was shaking his hips.
I know. It's like, ah.
There's a great story about the Beatles meeting Elvis. And the Beatles said it was one of their worst meetings ever.
Really?
Like, he was awkward and quiet and just didn't ask them anything. And they just sort of sat there. So, yeah.
Was this like Fat Elvis days when he's on drugs all the time? Or is this earlier?
Probably not. It would have been in the mid-60s.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, prime Elvis.
Let me take up for Elvis here, knowing nothing about the situation. There's four of you and one of him. What do you mean he wasn't asking you any questions? Did you ask Elvis any questions?
Yeah. What did you say
Paul,
to Elvis,
John,
Paul?
George, Ringo.
Come on. Wasn't he known as kind of being shy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shut up.
Let a man live.
Yeah. Put him and George in the same room because he's the shy one.
The Beatles also didn't like the famous photo with Muhammad Ali where he's knocking him out.
Mm-hmm.
They said no. And then I guess their people convinced them to do it and they always hated it.
Well, they just need to be quiet.
They're just whiners.
I was going to say, they sound like a bunch of big British babies.
How about you talk about something you do like?
Seriously. Be positive for once.
Paul.
Why are you guys haters?
68 years ago in 1958, Bobby Fischer won his first U.S. chess championship. He was 14 years old, and it was the first of 8 wins over the next 9 years. Hmm. 64 years ago in 1962, 21-year-old Jack Nicklaus played in his first professional golf tournament, the L.A. Open. He came in 50th place and won $33.33.
Pretty cute.
62 years ago in 1964, President Lyndon Johnson declared a war on poverty. How's that going?
We lost that war.
I think LBJ may be the most fascinating president of all time.
He's definitely a weird one.
Yeah.
Like all over the place.
All over the place.
34 years ago, it was 1992, and George Bush vomited into the lap of the Japanese prime minister.
I miss that guy.
What year was that?
92.
Yeah, that's the first one, right?
Yes.
Remember when the guy threw the shoe at him?
Yeah. No, this is HW that did that.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I do love the shoe thing,
though,
with W.
No one has ever had more fun with anything.
Oh, he just like ducked. He's like, he missed. He's like, he didn't do that, but it felt like he was doing that. Like, missed me.
It was legitimately, I mean, he moved. That was like, he did like a boxing duck.
Yeah.
He was like, whoop, whoop.
He did. He definitely looked like he dodged some things.
He went back into the left. Yeah.
Laura Bush.
He's had people throwing stuff at him as he was a kid.
Throwing plates during their arguments.
Like, you're not going to get me.
33 years ago in 1993, we have another Elvis story here. A 29-cent Elvis postage stamp was issued at a post office near Graceland. Now, the U.S. Postal Service held a vote in 1992 to determine the stamp. Fans could choose between an image of skinny Elvis or chubby Elvis.
God.
They chose skinny Elvis.
Gee, oh, man. I wonder why.
Lord.
Man, can you imagine that being you?
Right. So much focus.
Well, he was gone by then.
Do you want to see skinny Dave or fat Dave?
So much
Everybody
focus.
Casting a vote. Yeah.
32 years ago in 1994, Tanya Harding won her second national skating championship.
What a story.
So Nancy Kerrigan was unable to compete because
an unfortunate incident.
So
that was such a thing.
Yes.
Like
everyone was so into it.
And then it turns out it's like this big doofus who's just like, I'm going to hit her.
His name is Galooly.
Yeah, Galooly. Jeff Galooly. Well, no, Galooly was not the actual hitter. He was the one that put the hit on Nancy Kerrigan.
Gotcha.
Because he was Tanya's boyfriend. It was some other dude that was like a big goober who's like, I'll do it.
She grew up in Indiana town. Welcome back, guys. DJ Ask 334. Been promoing Dave all day, and Dave Murray joined us now. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
When is the rain starting now out west, I guess?
There's a very thin line of rain and some thunderstorms.
Okay.
They're not severe at this point, but there are some thunderstorms anyway. The line itself is from about Louisiana, Bowling Green, down through Montgomery City, Herman, and to about Owensville. So it's out there, and it's coming our way. How it will hold together, I don't think a watch goes into effect or anything like that, but we continue to see rain as we... Let's take it to midnight. We've been talking, you know, it should all be done by midnight. I think this heavy little line that's coming through, let's think 6 o'clock, 6, 7 kind of thing. It should accelerate a little
six,
bit.
6, 7.
Six, 7. Six, seven.
All the kids are going crazy.
Everybody's jumping around and hooting in their cars.
Oh, man.
That's why this is Jen Alpha's favorite radio show.
Will somebody please tell me what that means?
Nothing.
We don't know.
Okay.
It means nothing and everything all at once.
No one knows.
It's like aloha.
Somebody on the stream, tell us what it is.
Yeah, it's like aloha. It can be good.
No,
it can be bad. Yes.
Like aloha.
It can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. It can be nothing. It's just whatever anybody wants it to be.
Aloha's not a bad thing. Aloha can be hello. And
now you've done it. You've touched on Dave's special interest.
Yeah, you went the wrong direction there, buddy.
Well, to some people, goodbye is a bad thing.
No, you don't say aloha when you mean something nasty.
Yeah, I thought it just meant hello or goodbye. I didn't think it was like, I am feeling so aloha today.
Yeah, well, aloha's bad.
Okay, so the rain sprays over by midnight.
Okay.
And again, the heaviest comes in between 6 and 7.
Nope.
Tomorrow's kind of an interesting day.
You just got to keep going in a circle.
It's kind of a changeable sky on Friday. It's windy. 56, but I think it feels a little colder than that. And an Arctic cold front, kind of a modified Arctic cold front, comes through after midnight Friday night. So we'll be turning colder, 38 for the overnight low. Some showers after midnight, very limited. Saturday, partly sunny, couple of sprinkles, let's add a couple of snow flurries in there because it will be breezy. It's not really cold enough to do it, but 44 for the high. It should feel colder than that. 25 and quiet Saturday night. Sunday sunny. Coldest day of the weekend. 36 for the high on Sunday. We'll start to warm up a little bit Monday and Tuesday. Nothing extreme, and then I think we cool back down. I still think that January is not a strong winter month. Temperatures will bounce on us, but I think we have to really wait towards the end of the month and into February to get winter back in here full time.
Okay. Fine by me.
Good.
Yeah.
6-7.
Headlines, Rach.
Yes, headlines is
do the
brought
hands,
to you
Dave.
By Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I don't know if we mentioned, but Dave Murray's weather is brought to you from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk.
Yes.
All right, let's do some headlines. According to a new survey, 72% of respondents in the United States are worried that the U.S. will become too involved in Venezuela.
How many?
72%.
Yeah.
25% say they don't share that concern. Hmm.
Evidently, the administration through someone today said that they would expect to be running Venezuela for quote unquote years. Which makes sense because you're not going to turn a country around and take their oil in a month and be like, hey, see you later.
All right. So one.
Wait a second. Wait a second, Rach.
Mm-hmm.
He's percolating.
No, I'm not going to say
that. Okay.
It's just stupid.
One battle after another's nominations have broken a record for the Actor Awards. Now, the Actor Awards were formerly the SAG-AFTRA Awards. I guess they're calling them the Actor Awards now.
Hmm.
Sounds way less official.
It really does.
They should have kept it SAG.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the 31 years of these awards, no movie has received more than 5 nominations, but One Battle After Another has received 7.
You guys get to vote in those, right?
I guess. I never have. But apparently we can
you can
go,
get,
too.
You can get all the screeners and stuff,
too. Yeah, you're allowed to go. You have to pay for like everything, but you can get tickets to them.
But, I mean, you can get access to all the screeners and everything else. Stream them, usually. They're all streaming now, yeah.
An AI police report claims that a cop turned into a frog. This happened in Utah. So basically, some police departments are using these AI programs that can create reports based on body cam audio. And overall, police officers are saying, like, yeah, we really like this. It saves us a lot of time, a lot of paperwork. But it's very important to check that paperwork because an AI report writing tool recently produced a document claiming an officer had transformed into a frog during the course of the arrest.
What were you guys talking about, Andrew and Wheels, earlier in the office with Steve about Gemini, listening to everything you say?
Google Gemini is the Google like AI assistant that everybody has through their Google like workspaces, email accounts, all that, and like Gmail.
Okay.
And it's very intrusive, I find. It tries to help all the time when you don't want it. It tries to write your emails for you.
It's like right next to you.
Was talking
Can I help you now?
Yeah, Steve was talking about how I think he did a whole meeting. I don't know if it was through Google Meet or if it was just, you know, it was just happened to be listening to him, but it transcribed everything he said and then sent it out to everybody. And he had no opportunity to, like, you know, potentially edit if he like muted one mic and was like, or whatever. He had no control over what went out, and it's like there's a lot of stuff like that with Gemini. I find it very intrusive. And
I asked Google the other night a question. I know we were watching TV or so. We had a question. Ask it. Didn't answer it. Kind of said, I don't understand what you're saying. Ask it again. Nothing. And I said, Google, are you asleep? And I swear, it came back saying, yes.
Oh.
Wow, that's weird.
That's very weird too, huh? Yeah.
Do you think right before he goes on the air with us, he says, "Hey Google, what's the weather going to be like in St. Louis tomorrow?"
That was fighting words for Dave.
I knew it couldn't make him more mad than Kevin did with the aloha thing. So this was my chance.
You just aloha, Dave.
Aloha, 6-7.
Well, Dave Murray might enjoy this story. There's a new lightning strike capital in the U.S. You may know that Florida long held this weather title, but now it's looking like Oklahoma is the state with the highest lightning density in the country.
Oklahoma.
Back in the day in graduate school, we did all our lightning studies were done on the Front Range of the Rockies down through Arizona and into Texas and Oklahoma.
Dave, I just learned about this lake, and I think it's in Venezuela, where like there's lightning like
I've seen that
300 days a year or something.
Oh wow, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. Insane. And there's like, they found a way that you can predict, you know, what days it's not going to happen and when it is. It's usually like,
wow.
It doesn't happen for like 2 months during the dry season. And then otherwise, it's every single night.
You ever watched the weather from the International Space Station? Like you can see the lightning strikes all over the place. Mm. They're thinking about evacuating everyone because someone is having a medical problem. And they're not saying who it is because it's a medical problem. But one of the astronauts, I think there are five up there now, five or six, is having a serious medical problem. And I don't know if it's contagious or not, but they're talking about bringing everyone back.
Oh, boy.
Yes, that was going to be my next story.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Johnny story topper.
Aloha.
No, NASA is thinking about bringing back its ISS crew early because, a member has developed a medical problem. Like Dave said, they are not revealing the name and condition because it's really none of our business at the end of the day. It is private medical information.
So they're bringing everybody back so we don't know who it is?
They would leave three people up there.
Okay.
Because I guess someone still has to be manning it. But, it's going to delay the missions that they're trying to do. But, the astronauts are humans, too. Yeah. They're going to...
But what if they caught something that developed on that space station?
Yeah.
Nowhere else. Mm-hmm. Nowhere else, just on the space station. Mm. And then they sent them back to Earth.
Would you guys love to go to the space station or you couldn't pay you enough money?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Sign me up.
Yeah, but again, not super long because I feel like I'd get bored. Well, no,
you're not just watching TikTok up there, dude. Like you have a job.
But I'm not a scientist. There's not going to be much for me to do. They'll be like, "Don't touch that. Don't touch that.
You can do the show.
Don't touch that."
So you're saying you're theorizing? What if you're you as you are?
Yes.
Sent up to the space.
That was I thought that was the premise. Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, would you like to go there for a vacation? Or
what if you were a doctor of sciences?
Oh no, in that case, I would be up there doing a task. But like. For now, I would just be a tourist, and I'd say, maybe a week. And then, like, all right, I'm probably not helping you. He's like, getting bored.
Astronauts are boring.
No, they're great, but I wouldn't have anything to do, and they'd just be telling me not to touch anything. Not that door!
Yeah, don't open that door.
This, you mean this big button here?
That's the one that scares me. It's the whole, like, if even one single thing goes slightly wrong, we're all dead so fast we don't even know what happened.
Yeah, well, that's probably the best way to go.
I wouldn't want to be on with Wheeler because, like today, I would try to tell him something interesting and then he'd crap on it.
Kevin, I noticed something about the lightning and he goes,
and you're stuck
it's
in
lightning.
A little tube with him?
Yeah.
It's lightning.
Yeah.
It happens on Earth all the time.
And it's just awkward for the rest of the time we're there.
Hey,
Wheels, go over to that door and open it up, will you?
Here, hold on. Let us close the interior door first. Just space me.
Trust me. See how long you can hold your breath.
And I'm on the outside, pounding on the window.
See, it sounds exciting.
Already something interesting.
So NASA has confirmed their first known failed galaxy. It's mostly made of dark matter and gas, with not a single star in sight. NASA has nicknamed the object Cloud 9, and they describe it as a starless, hydrogen-rich cloud dominated by dark matter about 14 million light years away. So they've been speculating that structures like this existed for a long time, and now they can confirm it. The failed galaxy.
I guess
cloud
that makes
9.
Sense.
Yeah.
With billions of galaxies, some are just going to not bake.
Yeah, you would think.
Let's do one more story here. Lego has unveiled their most revolutionary innovation in 50 years. And they're called smart bricks. They are sensor-packed tiny blocks that light up, make sounds, and respond to movement. They will be launching in Mars with a Star Wars set, which seems appropriate. They say it seamlessly blends physical and digital play and treats technology as a way to expand upon traditional building. However, of course, as there always are, there are plenty of critics saying this goes against like the essence of what Lego is supposed to be. I don't know. I think both can probably
Sounds
exist.
Cool to me.
Of all toys that were lost on Dave.
Really?
Legos.
Really?
Oh my God.
I've got a huge set I'm working on right now.
Yeah. I don't enjoy building anything.
Really? So you don't like Tinker Toys, you don't like Lincoln Logs?
I liked them both, but only because they were great weapons.
Oh, yeah.
I could hobble a dude with a Tinker Toy.
Can I have a duel?
Right. But I never used them for their intended purpose. I think I bought. Hey, I built one log cabin. I'm like, well, okay, that's
Lego spread across the floor can be a weapon.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
They're no joke, man.
Nick had a hamster.
Very pokey.
Nick had a hamster when he was little at his mom's house, and it got out. And months later, they found it under a bed, desiccated, and you could see the Lego it had eaten.
Oh. Oh, oh my God, that's terrible.
Why would you eat that?
Hungry. Yeah, you're a hamster.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Starving.
Hungry hamster.
Okay, well, we'll end on that note. Thank you,
there
Dave.
You go.
Appreciate it.
Aloha.
Aloha, 6-7. Tell you guys, if anyone has their kids in the car right now, they're like, what a douche.
Yeah, the kids are all like,
total, what, how old is this guy?
Ruin it.
38.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 351. Janelle hanging out with us for one more segment. So, Andrew, Steak and Shake is weird now. He's going to let it play out.
I don't know if he has his volume turned up in his headphones.
Andrew?
Sorry. I didn't have the headphones plugged
That's
in.
That's what Ray said.
What's up?
Steak and Shake is weird now?
Yeah, it's super weird now. They're all MAGA.
Really?
And, yeah, they've they've kind of embraced the RFK stuff. They're like, oh, we fry everything in beef tallow now, and beef tallow is the whole world, and they are you can pay with Bitcoin, right? So they're all on the Bitcoin thing, and if you pay with Bitcoin, they'll sear a Bitcoin logo into the top of your hamburger.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's very, very strange. And then just the overall, you go in and you have to order at a kiosk, which is always a little strange.
Yeah.
But everything is self-service to the point where if you get a soda, it prints out a QR code on a little receipt, and you have to go scan that QR code every single time you want to, like, you know,
refill your soda.
Refill your soda. And if you do the thing where you stop refilling for a second to let the bubbles go down, you got to scan it again to refill, to continue to fill the cup.
It's weird because they had such
you might
a
be wondering
thing.
What if yeah exactly and you might be wondering what if the QR thing doesn't work right. Yeah, then they don't, they never do.
Okay,
and so it's overall like just kind of a weird experience. And I mean, I guess the food is fine. I don't really taste a difference with the beef tallow fries. They are maybe a little bit better, but I haven't had a Steak and Shake French fry in years before this, so I don't actually know, you know, for sure. But like you said, the strange thing is that they built their business off of a thing. And that thing is that we're like a 50s diner and you get a milkshake or whatever, right? That was their stupid, kitschy BS. And now It's like you go in and you order off of a, you know, you order a Bitcoin sandwich off of a kiosk. And then you scan a QR code to get your, you know, Diet Coke.
So also too, didn't like during the whole Cracker Barrel thing, weren't they jumping in on Twitter?
They were jumping in on that. Yeah, they were. They're
edgelording a little
their
bit.
Their CEO was like calling out Cracker Barrel for being
Design
woke.
Change.
Yeah, for being
claiming
woke or
that
whatever.
They had never changed anything. And then all their changes over the years.
He was one of the primary people that started the whole like Cracker Barrel is woke now.
Mercenary.
Yeah.
Without thinking, best fast food burger, double cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Whopper. Hardcore Whopper. Hands down Whopper. Had
like
one last night.
Quarter,
it's a Whopper.
I like the Quarter Pounder.
Quarter Pounder.
I like Burger King.
Yeah, it's Whopper.
Whopper?
Yeah.
Mooyah.
The hell's a Mooyah?
That's not fast food. That's some stupid. No, that's
it's
not fast
counter
food.
Store.
What the hell are you saying?
Mooyah!
What's Mooyah?
It's Mooyah!
It's a restaurant on
It's Tang. Like a cow. Mooyah.
Stop talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.